Are you thinking about starting your own cash practice? Maybe you've already started your own practice and you're starting to realize that there's a lot to learn when it comes to business. We can be great clinicians, but if we don't understand the business side of having our own practice, we're going to have a hard time being successful in business. Guys, I wrote a book for you and I took everything that I've learned over the last 5 years of running a successful cash practice here in Atlanta, and I put it in this book, and I gave you everything that you need to be able to start and scale that practice past yourself. That book is called Fuck Insurance, and if you don't like the title, the book is not for you. If you do like the title, it's the exact book that you need to be reading right now. I show you exactly how to start. I show you what's important when it comes to marketing, when it comes to sales, when it comes to operations, and what stage you're actually at in the business, you know, where you're at, what you need to focus on while you're there, and how to get to the next stage. I'm trying to set it up in a way where you can get some clarity in your business. And the book for now is 100% free. All you have to do is go to finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com and get your free copy of the book that I wrote specifically to help you be successful in business. The book is free. All you got to do is pay for it to get to your door so that I don't lose my shirt on giving everybody all these books and sending them around the world. And again, head to finsurancebook.com. Learn how to run a successful cash practice today. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, what's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm headed to the office this morning, so I'm doing a quick podcast for you guys in the truck on the way to my 6 o'clock patient that I've got this morning, which is cool. Lady's trying to run her first marathon, which is going to be the Honolulu Marathon at the end of the year. So it's fun. I get to work with her building up to that. But I want to talk to you guys today about two things that I've noticed with a number of calls I've been doing with PT entrepreneurs around the country that I feel like are undervalued and drive significant change in business, in particular in the early stages of your business. And this is a lot of the people that I've been talking to are just getting started roughly under that that $10,000 a month range, and That's the group that I think has the most amount to change quickly if they can get a couple things right. Number one, first thing I see is energy management is really non-existent. And the other one is wearing multiple hats in the same day is another area where they're losing efficiency, losing time. So here's what I mean by that. So energy efficiency. Some of us are better first thing in the morning. Some of us are better middle of the day. Some of us are better at night. And for you in particular, we talk about like working on your business, working on sort of the creative side, whether it be advertising, thinking about ways you can partner with local businesses, anything where it's going to involve you taking your clinician hat off and putting on your business owner hat and really taking a step back to work on the business in some capacity. This is something that most of the time people don't even realize that they have efficiency times just based on their personality and their circadian rhythms. So for me, what I noticed when I was writing my book in particular is I was really, really efficient, and I could be like clear with my thought process first thing in the morning. A good friend of mine that wrote a book as well, he was way better at night. He would write his book between basically 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night and 1 o'clock at night. And that's how, you know, he actually stuck to the process to finish his book, just basically in that time window. And some people, they try and squeeze it in a deadline, just whenever they possibly can. And I want you to think about like when you're tired or when your brain isn't functioning all that well, like how much slower are you when it comes to completion of a task, in particular, a detailed task, like working on your business. Like if you're trying to create a new page on your website. Let's just say that. And look, I get it. Maybe somebody else should be doing that, but when it's just you, you're going to do pretty much everything early on. So, you know, if you're trying to work on this late at night, and this is the trap that I fell into when I started my practice, I would do like a ton of stuff in the mornings before anybody would wake up. And then I would do the same. I would do a bunch of stuff in the evenings when everybody was asleep. And I wasn't worth a damn by that point because I'd been up since 4:30 in the morning. And then I would try to stay up until, you know, midnight to work on things after everybody else had fallen asleep. I would just, but basically the light of the computer screen was all that was keeping me up. So I wasn't doing a good job of managing my energy and understanding when I was efficient at tasks that I was trying to complete. I would have been better off just taking those couple hours, getting some sleep, pushing my, you know, 6 a.m. patient back and getting an extra hour first thing in the morning, then I would be trying to work a couple hours at night. So I think that's something you have to look at. When are you most efficient? Not everybody is the same. Everybody's going to have a little bit different kind of rhythm based on your genetics and the cycle you put yourself in, like when you go to bed, when you wake up. And for me, I'm most efficient first thing in the morning. The other thing that I can tell you that I've seen is this idea of wearing multiple hats in the same day. And what I mean by that, and this is almost, you almost can't avoid this to some degree, but you have to limit this and build structure into your week. So if you're trying to, let's say, see patients, squeeze in some time to work on, like, you know, some sort of marketing campaign or go through some sales training maybe that you need to do, and then get some more patients in after that, and then write their, you know, their notes and their emails, and then follow up with somebody, you're better off focusing on one task during the day. Let's call it clinical. Like today is a good example. Today for me is a clinic day, so I have 7 people on the schedule, I think. And what I'm not going to do is try to create, you know, some sort of, I don't know, marketing advertisement or initiative where I'm actually like trying to work on the business in the same day, because what I really need to focus on is being super present for my patients and also working on all the things that go around that. For instance, following up with them, sending homework emails, you know, making sure that we're touching base, documentation, all these things that I need to do that are part of the clinical process, I need to focus on those, because as soon as I take one hat off, I put another one on, it's energy costly. It's like brain costly, like just efficiency standpoint. It's hard for you to come back from that, and then you put your hat back on to be a clinician, and it doesn't work very well. And so it feels like sometimes you don't have a choice, like you have to do that. And I guess early on you do in some capacity, but if you can do a better job of this instead, which we call kind of block scheduling. So think of it this way: if you can condense your schedule, your clinical schedule in particular, let's say down to like 3 clinic days to start with, if you're going all in. Those other 2 days, if you can take those 2 days and only work on business related things, meetings with people locally, setting up, you know, events that you're working on, looking at how to initiate or how to implement the marketing plan that you may have started, if you did a marketing plan, you know, the beginning of the year of what you're trying to do, working on content, you know, working on connecting with people digitally, all these things, if you can try and batch these on a specific day instead of just sticking them in throughout the day, you're going to be way more efficient at those. And not only that, but you give your brain an opportunity to focus on this sort of one side of the business instead of trying to jump back and forth between all of them, because it's mentally draining. And any of you that are doing this, you know what I'm talking about. Like, it's surprising how much it can it can fatigue you. And I mean, I get this all the time with having to, you know, not just our PT business, but the digital business that we have as well. And then I would have to go, you know, clinic, digital business, local business, back to be a clinician. And it's like, no chance. I'm not doing this crap, man, because it just literally ruins me for being able to problem solve my patients and being present with them. And that's really what matters, because when we really boil this down, our goal is to get as many people in the door that we can actually help as possible, right? The key there is helping them. And if you're at a clinic and you just are not there for those people, it's going to be very apparent. Like people can tell, you know, you're going to miss things, and you're not going to have as good of a product. And you know, there's a good story about Chick-fil-A with the founder Truett Cathy. He talks about, you know, somebody had come into their market that was taking a lot of market share. It was another restaurant. And there's all these people sitting around their executive boardroom, and Truett Cathy's a very like quiet man, like extremely intelligent. Started Chick-fil-A, which is a ridiculously, you know, a successful company, and they're all arguing about how they need to grow faster to take out this other competitor. And he slams his hand down on the table and he said, "What we need to do is focus on getting better. And if we get better, the market will demand that we grow." And that's a really powerful thing if you think about it. Like, you need to get better at the service of whatever it is that you're providing, everything around it, the experience, the results, communication, buy-in with people, all of these things will lead to success in the business. And on the days that you are forward-facing, you're people-facing, you have to focus on the people. And you can't focus on jumping back and forth to things. And I used to do this. I'm very guilty of doing this myself. And this is why I can tell you it's not the right way to go about it. You will not be as efficient. You won't be as good in the clinic. You won't be able to connect with people as well. And that's really where it's at. Like, focus on being better. And by doing that, blocking your schedule today, like, it's clinic day. That's it. I won't do anything but clinically related things. Now, I might like catch up on some emails or something like that, but I'm definitely not diving into something that's going to take a couple hours of my time realistically. On days like Wednesdays and Fridays, I block that time so that I can work on the business. So I can work on business related tasks. I don't have any clinic time on those days. And Thursday is a staff meeting. So I actually have some patients in the morning, but then I have 2-hour block before our staff meeting so we can actually have everything together and prep everything for the staff meeting that we have. So when I block my schedule, it's intentional so that I have clinic times, I have business times, and I'm able to fulfill on both those instead of trying to jump back and forth to each one of them. So take a step back, look at your week, try to figure out, okay, when can I batch time for working on my business instead of trying to squeeze it in between? And people will condense in your schedule. That's the other thing, is like, if you give them less available times, people oftentimes they think, oh, well, I won't have as many people come in. No, the perception is that you're just busier. And they will basically, you know, mold to whatever your schedule is because they're coming in to see you once a week, maybe, right? Maybe less than that. So it's not that big of a deal for them to make an adjustment, but for you to be able to have that designated time is priceless. It will help your business dramatically and drive it forward in the direction that we're trying to go and actually let you work on your business. So that's it. Two things. Manage your energy. Figure out when you're most efficient, and then manage your time by not trying to do multiple tasks in the same day. That should be a home run for you. If you implement, that's the key. Don't just listen to podcasts, by the way. Don't just consume content. Take what I say on this podcast and actually do this shit. That's the biggest difference between people that are going to be successful or not. You may listen to me and be like, oh, yeah, dude, that's a good idea. Okay, well, did you actually do the shit that I just said to do? Did you create a schedule where you block time off? Did you do it right now? Like, people that they wait and say, oh, I'll start this on Monday. No, like, create your schedule today. So by the time this podcast is over, you need to just hit stop, go find some time to create a schedule for yourself, when you can work on your business, when you're going to have clinical times, and make a change right away. Don't wait till Monday. Do it by the end of the weekend. If you're listening to this on a Thursday, do it by the end of the weekend. Give yourself a deadline and then fulfill on that and make sure you stick to it.
You want more cash PT biz help? If so, go get a copy of my book, Fuck Insurance. It's your playbook to successful performance PT practice and never having to deal with insurance again. You can get a free copy at finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com. Inside this book, you'll learn the direct techniques that we have used to become one of the fastest 100% cash PT practices in the country.